Good evening, everybody, in this beautiful Wednesday evening. Boy, it feels like spring, don't it, Neil?
Yes, it do.
Yes, it do. And we welcome in the studio, not only Rocker, hello, Rocker.
Hi, Jack.
But we welcome in the studio Miss Lucy Stogler, the executive director of the Grand Lake Area Literature Festival. Hello, Luce.
Hello there. Thanks for having me tonight, everybody.
Fantastic to have you. And I'll tell you what, this is a pretty new topic for us. So let's start with, okay, so what exactly is the Grand Lake Area Literature Festival?
Okay, it is a super organization. It's an organization and it's an event. The event is on March 29th at TriStar from 9:30 to 3. We have 25 very great quality authors and illustrators coming in, and the books are from board books to adult books. There are chapter books, nonfiction books, graphic novels for middle grade. I mean, you name it, it's there. So those 25 authors sell their books that day. They autograph them. And you can pop in anytime. It's free admission. There are lots of other events going on that I'll be talking about later. We have two teachers, staff members from MDD doing presentations. We have two writing workshops going on that day. We also have panel discussions with the authors going on. We have individual discussions going on in the main area and presentations with authors. And I'll get into those a little bit more a little bit later and tell you all about them. So it's an event. It's something for all ages. And the Grand Lake Literature Festival is also an organization. It is a nonprofit, and it was started by Chris Noble, a retired reading teacher from St. Mary's. And she had this vision 4 years ago. She had been with her son and daughter-in-law and grandkids at a literature festival in a different state, and she thought, I would like to start this. So she is just a little firecracker. She's in her mid-70s, and this woman can outwork anybody, I'm telling you. So she took that vision, and she went to the Ohio Arts Council first, and they helped her with bringing it to fruition the first couple years. And they had, 2 years ago, they had 20... Well, last year, they had 20 authors, and they had 10 schools, because I'm going to tell you about something else. It's called the Reading Excellence Award that we do. And then her goal was to have as many schools in Mercer and Anglais County being part of this. So it's a nonprofit group. And then last year she started where she made it, they got it to be a nonprofit group, because the first couple of years it was through the Ohio Arts Council. So they have a board of directors, and Chris is the president, and we have a fabulous board of directors. We have Liz Muther, who's the director of Mercer County Library, Ellen Hunter, who's Hunter Audiology, Bob Lugers, who's retired now from Lugers Insurance, Shelley Parker, and she's with the Auglaize County Library, Stacy Evers, she's the St. Mary's School Psychologist, and Scott Miller through Salina Insurance. And then Chris Noble is the board president. And then also involved with that, with the organization, Michelle Houts, who is a fabulous local artist, author, who has published 13 books. She is the author liaison who works with all of the authors and helps get lodging when they come in and sends all the communication with them, to them and back forth. And then there's Martha Manchester, who was on the school, the Ohio State School Board. She's just gone off of it. She's the school liaison and works with the schools, and I help her with that also. And Beth Kunkel, and she's the St. Mary's Library, and she orders all the books for the event. And then there's Carrie Sharpen from St. Mary's. She's a teacher and she helps write grants. So we have a fabulous organization with very, these people work tirelessly for this event.
So I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break and come back and talk more about not just the event, but also the organization, because it fascinates me when a group of passionate people get together for a very worthy cause and accomplishes great things. So we'll be back to talk more about the Grand Lake Area Literature Festival right after this.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime Monday through Friday here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
The Fort Recovery merchants have a special event coming up this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday during their normal store hours. It's the Shop and Hop Spring Open House, and many of our merchants will be participating with great deals throughout their stores. Each of the participating stores will have Easter eggs hidden around their store, filled with bargains, discounts, and more, with new eggs and new surprises each day. When you find one of the eggs, you can use the discount right there in that store anytime through Saturday, March 15th. You can find the complete list of participating merchants on their Facebook page, Fort Recovery Merchants Association. It's time for some spring fun. Don't miss our Fort Recovery Merchants Shop and Hop Spring Open House this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This Thursday is the day to pick up the FREA pork chop dinners, so if you bought tickets for these dinners, be sure to pick them up this Thursday afternoon at the preschool entrance at our elementary middle school anytime between 4 and 6. Again, this Thursday is pickup day for your FREA pork chop dinners at the preschool entrance between 4 and 6.
Talking to Miss Lucy Stogler, the executive director of the Grand Lake Area Literature Festival, and we're talking about the event, which is Saturday, March 29th, from 9:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. It's at TriStar, which is right across from Lake Campus on, I think, at 703, maybe. Tell us more about is this the only event that the organization holds, or are they involved in other things with schools and such?
This is the only event that they hold, but they've gotten, we have two grants. The Salina Rotary Club wrote a grant it got granted through the Ohio Arts Council, and the St. Mary's Rotary Grant, Rotary wrote the same kind of grant for Auglaize County. And those two grants were specifically for bringing authors into our rural schools. So that is a huge part to a component of this Grand Lake Literature Festival, because on Friday, and some are coming in on Thursday, the authors are coming in, and they designated if they wanted to give any speeches and how much it would cost and everything. So the schools contacted them if they wanted to have them come and speak to their schools. But they got grant. They were awarded grant money through those two, through the two grants that we got for Mercer and Auclase County. They are allocated through the two ESCs. And I have to give a big shout out to our Auclase County Sean Brown ESC and Shelly Vaughn and Karen Rose through the Mercer County ESC, because they help allocate all the money and work with the literacy about helping bring these authors in. So, and Michelle Houts helps
kind of coordinate
all that and help with the lodging. And I have to give a shout out too, because these authors are coming in at their own cost. Now they're getting, every district had the chance to have $800 to pay for an author coming in. So they just submitted that form to the two ESCs, and it was awesome. And Michelle helped get the lodging, and Comfort Acres is letting us have one of their Airbnbs for one night for the authors. And Salina Insurance, they have a governor's cottage, and they're letting us have that for two nights. And so people are just so generous about helping with these authors coming in, because they're coming in at their own cost.
So where are they coming from?
Yeah.
Oh, we have...
Portland?
All over. Let me tell you. We have 12 authors in Ohio, but all over Ohio, from Bodkins to Cleveland to Columbus to Cincinnati, Westerville, Kingston. And then we have two authors coming from Colorado. We have an Indiana. We have a Massachusetts, Michigan. We have two Michigan, Idaho, Washington, Austin, Texas, Portland, Oregon. So they're from all over.
They are from all over.
It is just fabulous.
So when, like, you look at these authors, and you had said that there's all different types of books that they write.
Correct.
So if, like, you look at the breakdown of the 25, so are these mainly adult authors, or are they divided up pretty well?
Out of the 25, we have eight adult authors, and they're all across the board too. They're mystery, romance, historical fiction, suspense. So, and we have one poet. So, and one of the authors will be bringing her support dog with her. So we have a little mix of everything. And the children's, we have nonfiction, we have fiction, like I said, graphic artist. We also have picture books, board books, early chapter books, and we have three medal winners. In the writing world, the gold medal is considered the Caldecott and the Newbery Award. The Caldecott is for a picture book, and the Newbery is for a fictional, the writing stories. So we have Andrea Wang coming in from Colorado, and she won the Caldecott, and she got a Newbery honor for one of her picture books. And that is just, in the writing world, that's unbelievable to get both of those,
like,
for
the
one
Nobel
book.
Prize, exactly. For authors.
Yes. And her book is very touching. She actually was from Ohio originally, from Yellow Springs, and she was, her book is about being an immigrant family, and they came from China, and her book is about the experience growing up as an immigrant family, and it's very touching. It's just the most beautiful story, and I won't give it away because I want everybody to go and get a signed book from her that day.
Have you read all these books?
No, I have not read all of them, but I've read a lot of them.
Okay.
And by the time the festival comes, I will have read and looked through all of them. Yep, that's just what I do.
I'm not surprised.
And then we also have another Newbery Honor winner, Kirby Larson, who's a middle grade writer. Her middle grade book, Hattie Big Sky, won the Newbery Honor in 2007. And we have tons of other, the writers have, you know, Indiana Reading Award and Ohio Reading Awards and all kinds of stuff. So
that's,
it's just
cool.
A very, very great.
You know, and to put it into a perspective, you know, like, Charlotte's Web was a Caldecott winner, you know.
And Newberry, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you look at the fame and of that book, mm-hmm. I mean, these people are right with that.
Yeah, so exactly.
It's incredible.
And they had to go through a submission process. We have a Facebook page and a website, and so on the website, they'll be a couple months before next year's, probably about at least 5 months before, we open it up for submissions, and you can submit to want to come to the festival, and there is a selection committee that looks at all of the submissions, and then they pick. And like I said, the year before they had 20, and Chris and the board decided they wanted to keep it growing, so they said we could go up to 25. They could go up to 25 this year, so that's why we have 25. And it's just so they have to submit, and they have to, you know, fill out an application and go through a whole process.
So you actually, to some extent, turned some authors away.
Yes, we did. We told them try again
to 25.
Try again next year.
How many submissions did you have? Approximately 30, 200, a million?
We had, I think, around 33, 34. So, yeah.
Which is still really
good for a little rural area. And especially because they're coming in, you know, at their own cost.
Yeah.
So, and Michelle is so great because she knows a lot of authors. Since she's published 13 books, she put out the call on lots of different websites, and a lot of people know her personally.
Yep.
So it was a great draw to bring these quality ones. And last year they had the same great quality authors into our little rural area.
So is Michelle from Salina?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, that Rockford, Salina area. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when these authors, because I know some are involved in, you know, workshops, some are given talks.
Yes.
So will these talks be about the books that they wrote or the process of writing the books?
Well, usually they gear it to what that school wants. Or do you mean the day of the festival?
The day of the festival.
Okay. The day of the festival, we have a little bit of a different mix. We have that main stage. If you've been to TriStar, there's a whole big common area. And on the main stage, we have the award ceremonies for the schools that I'll tell you a little bit more about in a minute. But we have about, let's see, 6 authors presenting out there, about 15 minutes each. And they get to choose. Some have talked about their process, how they're writing. If they're an illustrator, they'll show their process. Some have picked to read their books and have the kids come up, anybody there. All different, whatever they choose to do.
Okay.
Then we have 4 different panel discussions going on throughout the afternoon. So all the other authors that are not presenting are part of the panel discussions. So in another room going on, so that's why you'll want to double check the schedule, because if you go to our website, there's the schedule of the day is on there, and then we have posters all around in our local libraries that have the QR code on that you can download, because there are 4 panel discussions going on. From 10 to 10:45, we have the illustrator panel discussion going on, and those are all the illustrators from picture books and middle grade, young adult. So, and that's a graphic artist. It's just, they're just awesome. And Jane Dippold, who's one of our local illustrators who owns the gallery in Coldwater, she's going to be the moderator and be talking with them, and anybody can come and listen. All of our activities are free. And then from 11 to 11:45, we have a nonfiction panel of authors. And Abby Scheidt, one of our local Fort Recovery teachers, will be the moderator with that. So it's the nonfiction authors, and some of those are lower elementary and middle school and a little bit young adult. Then from 12 to 12:45, it's middle grade and young adult authors. And the moderator is Maggie Houts, and she is Michelle's daughter, Michelle Houts, and she is a high school language arts teacher at Parkway. And then from 1 to 1:45, we have the adult panel of adult authors, and our local teacher, Cindy Mormon, is the moderator. And so you might have heard the name Sharon Short before. Sharon has been at our local library twice to talk, and she writes historical fiction, and she has a whole series about Ohio and historical fiction, and some were about I'm trying to think. I've read about three of them. They're just so awesome about the unionizing the coal mines. So it's about that type, that era. So really cool.
That's a whole different thing from what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Oh, when you said Ohio history type things, I'm thinking the 1700s.
Oh yeah,
and early 1800s.
No, but this is all about the early coal mines and the people and the families.
So, is like she from the?
She's from Dayton.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And then Kimberly Nixon had been at Fort Recovery before too, and she writes some historical fiction also. So,
Evelyn
Lindell is from Botkins, and she's a new author to us, and she writes romance. So,
don't you wonder how, from a historical fiction, I mean, there has to be a tremendous amount of research done.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. to be able to write about a person who was in the coal mines in the 1920s,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yes.
and to be accurate about what they had and what they got paid and mm-hmm. you know, I mean, that has to take a tremendous amount of research.
Yes. Facts after facts and research after research and hour after hour. Yes.
Yeah, that's
now, I want to also tell you about some other workshops we have going on, because the day is a real collaboration with lots of different resources and groups in our area. The MDD staff, we have three staff members that are coming.
And what is the MDD? What does that stand for?
Mercer County Disability.
Developmental
disabilities.
Disabilities.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Used to be Sherland.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was on the board quite a couple years ago, and I have to give a big shout out to that staff and to Sean Tiemann there. He's the director. And so two of the staff members, Jessica Wenning and Jessica Baltus, will be coming, and they're reading a book called I'm Basically a Unicorn.
And I saw the name of that book, and I wondered what it was about.
So it's all about being different and acceptance and empathy, and they'll be bringing in different adaptive equipment that kids use, like wheelchairs and braces and crutches and you name it, and they'll have a time where the kids or anybody in the audience can come up and try them out and see what it feels like. So they'll be doing a session, and then Beth Garrett from MDD will be doing a session from 11:45 to 12:15 about adaptive technology, and Michelle Houts will be with her moderating, and they'll be talking about the reading pens, easy readers, all kinds of different things. And this is for every age, from very young, because literacy, no matter what, is all ages. And it's even the adaptive technology they use for stroke victims, so anybody can pop in. And Michelle Houts was a former speech therapist at Salinas City Schools, so this is right in her wheel with Beth Garrett there, because Beth is the speech therapist at MDD. So
very good.
And well, then we have two writing workshops. Kathy Leaney is a retired writing teacher, and she's doing a youth session for ages 8 through 12 from 12:30 to 1. And then we had a request to bring the adult one back, because she did an adult one. And from 1:15 to 1:45, she's doing an adult session. So any adults can come, and any students from 8 to 12, age 8 to 12, and you don't need anything. Just show up.
Just very good. Yeah. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll come back and talk more about the Grand Lake Area Literature Festival right after this.
Klinkern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klinkernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klinkern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This winter, give your lawnmower the care it deserves with Hall Brothers Winter Mower Service Special. With free pickup and delivery, we're making servicing your mower easier than ever. Our skilled team will inspect, tune up, and prepare your lawnmower for a smooth spring start. Don't let winter wear you down. Keep it in peak condition. Call Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today. We're committed to keeping your equipment running strong. It's never too early to prepare for spring. Schedule your service today.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. The Sawyer Overman Memorial Committee is going to have a very special event that you don't want to miss. Coming up on Saturday, March 29th at the Progressive Sportsman Club on St. Peter Road. It's Second Amendment Bingo, and every item will be either cash or a Second Amendment item. Bingo starts at 7 o'clock, and the doors open at 6, and there's a limited number of tickets at just $100 each, and includes 14 games of bingo with big prizes for each game, and a full meal is included, and there will be a special 15th game for an additional $20 with a big grand prize for the winner. There will be no bar service, so you are welcome to bring your own cooler full of drinks, and there will be a 50-50 drawing and several other raffles. Entertainment and lots of laughs will be provided by the bingo callers, Rick and Bob Hine, and all proceeds will go to the Sawyer Overman Memorial Fund to help fund their ninja park. Get your tickets now for this enjoyable evening with lots of big prizes. The Second Amendment Bingo Party, Saturday, March 29th at 7 o'clock, benefiting the Sawyer Overman Memorial Fund, raising money to build the upcoming awesome ninja park. You do not want to miss this great party. The Fort Recovery Sci-Iota's Eyes Community Garage Sales will be held April 24th, 25th, and 26th this year. Registration for garage sales is open until Tuesday, March 25th. To register your garage sale and get your sale on their map, be sure to get your registration form from any Sci-Iota's Eye member or go to their Facebook page, Fort Recovery Community Garage Sales, and download the form from your computer. Registration fees are used for advertising the sales and printing the maps. All proceeds are used for community projects and improvements. Again, Fort Recovery's community garage sales will be April 24th through the 26th.
Insight. Speaking of Miss Lucy Stogler, the executive director of the Grand Lake Area Literature Festival, and one of the things you've mentioned on a couple of different occasions here was the awards that are going to the different schools. So are those individual awards, or talk more about those awards?
Awesome, yes. These Reading Excellence Awards, they go to any student in grades 2, 3, and 4 in participating schools. And the schools, we had 10 last year, and we're up to 15 this year. So any teacher can nominate in those grades one student that they have shown the most progress in reading. Since Chris was a reading teacher, that was one of her passions. And she and the board started this. So, well, she started it, and then the board approved, because the first 3 years they just did third and fourth grade in any participating school. And this year we're adding second grade also. So the teachers have just been giving me all the names and everything, and it was so great because last year I got to be the MC and give these awards away. And what they do is every student gets recognized. They line the students up from the school, and they get to walk across the stage at TriStar, and I announce their names, and there's another teacher, Cheryl Abels Pease, who is the art teacher from Salinas City Schools, and she's just a fabulous teacher, and she's also a great writer, fabulous writer. She's in my writing group. So she helps me do the awards part. They walk across the stage, we announce them, their parents, grandparents, anybody can come because this is free and open to everybody. Yeah. And we clap for them. They get a certificate that day. And then they also get a voucher for a free book from any of those 25 authors there that day. And it was so fun to be the MC last year because I got to see, once I announced their awards, I got to stand off to the side and see them take their voucher and go around to all the authors. And it was like they had won the Willy Wonka golden ticket. Cool. And the authors were so fabulous. They autograph the books and they take pictures with the kids, whatever they want. So it is just a very, very special, wonderful celebration of literacy for the kids who have worked so hard to get that.
So does each school have one child, or can as many teachers in those grades that want to nominate a student, so you could have 8 or 10 from, you know, one school that
absolutely
might be getting one.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Like Fort Recovery, if they have three second grade classes, each one of those teachers can nominate one student from their classroom. And it's teacher criteria. So each teacher picks the one that they, with their criteria.
And it could be the one that reads the most, or it could be the one that has shown the most improvement.
Well, and actually it's based on, yeah, the most progress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And it's just it's a feel-good experience. It's just great. And the way the authors clap for them, parents, like I said, grandparents, it was just a fun moment for them to celebrate how hard they've worked.
And especially kids, a little bit of recognition for some hard work is that goes long way.
Absolutely.
Little positive recognition is so important to kids. It's just reinforcement is a big deal.
You bet. And books they're like a luxury in many homes. They were a luxury in our home. We didn't have books growing up.
Well, you lived right by the library. Actually, you lived about as far from a library from Coldwater and Fort Recovery as you could get.
Exactly. So for families, this is, you know, there are many families yet that still can't afford a lot of books. So for each child to get their own personal book, it's just a treasure.
Yeah.
It's just a gift.
Right. And I think it's important to note that, you know, so this time from 9:30 to 3:00, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Correct.
So it's not like as a parent or as a grandparent, you'd have to come and sit through an hour and a half of awards being passed out. You can watch your school's awards and then go to a writing workshop, let's
correct
say.
Uh-huh.
So yes. I'd really recommend for people to check out your Facebook page.
Correct.
that has that schedule on it.
Correct.
Probably stop up at the local libraries. Mm-hmm. And there's so much that is going on from the workshops and the awards. And
correct.
And I know like at 10:00, Tim Buescher is giving a tour of TriStar.
Yes. So big shout out to Tim.
Oh, yeah.
He's been
that's really good.
Yeah, he's given a tour of TriStar. And then this is a collaboration, like I said, with resources, the MDD staff, but we also work with TriStar, the education students, under Mandy Diller, and with the Lake Campus Education students under Betsy Kreitz. Those students are giving, are doing a free craft room from 9:30 to 2. Now this stops at 2 so they can have some cleanup time. But they are making the cutest activities with younger kids. They're making a little dragon puppet, a paper
now, don't,
one.
Don't give it all away here.
Well, and some kind of little unicorn something. So and they're making about 4 different things. So you with your grandkids, with you as parents, can pop into that craft room, let your kids make things. And then also this year, the collaboration includes middle grade education students out at the campus under Mindy Folks, the instructor, and they just have one session, a 45-minute session from, okay, here they go, 1:15 to 1:45. And they are making a little harder craft with middle school kids. So you can pop out, you can have craft time. Everything's free. You don't have to worry about any cost in any of them. So it's a collaboration with TriStar, with Wright State, and also the TriStar Graphics Department under Heather Arling. She designed, her senior students all designed a poster for us, and they were so good. It was so hard to pick one. But we picked one, and the design that we picked was Ashlyn Moeller's, and her design was printed up, and like I mentioned before, they're in all the local libraries and some of the businesses, and the QR code is right there, so you can see, tap into the day's schedule, and all of the authors are listed, and our local library did the coolest thing. I love our librarians. They put it right by the front door, and then they pulled a book for each one of the authors and have it right by the poster, so the parents can look through, and or if you're a grandparent and you want to look and see which books and authors for sure you want to tap into that day, because it's going to go fast. Yep. And we know it's a limited amount. You can't buy one from all of them, so you can really investigate. So they did a great display here right as soon as you walk in.
And then I was looking at pictures from last year's festival, mm-hmm. and it appears like in the Commons area, there's, you know, somewhat of a trade show feel to it. Like, do the authors have tables set up where they are selling their books? And mm-hmm.
they have, every author has their own little table, and their books are right there.
Yeah.
So when you go to that author, you can get your book signed, and then you take it to the checkout. So they're not dealing with the money there. They're just signing. If you want a picture with them, they'll take a picture with you, and then you have a checkout. We have a checkout in the front, like 3 different lines going all the time, the checkout. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about not only the festival, but I want to ask you, too, about your little library down at the park, too. So we'll be back right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Land is here, and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish and shrimp. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead.
ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish and shrimp in their deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need. High school baseball team is having a barbecue chicken dinner on Saturday, April 12th, and you can pick up the dinners from 11 to 1 at the new baseball facility. The varsity baseball team will be playing the Ansonia Tigers, and our Lady Indians will be playing the Jay County Patriots that day, with both games starting at 11 a.m., so bring the family out to the games that day and enjoy the barbecue chicken and the baseball and softball games. The tickets for the chicken dinners are just $10 each, and you get a half a chicken from Wendell's Barbecue, plus applesauce, chips, and a roll. If you're not going to the games, you can just drive through and pick them up. You can contact any of the high school baseball players for tickets, and you can also get them by contacting Wendell's Barbecue at 375-4074. Don't miss out on the baseball team's barbecue chicken dinners this year, available on Saturday, April 12th from 11 to 1 during their home baseball game with Ansonia and the girls' home softball game with Jay County.
Just point at me one time.
I just did right before you said
that. Oh, we're back.
We're back. We're talking to Miss Lucy Stogler, the executive director of the Grand Lake Area Literature Festival, about all
things. By the way, Lucy, he does that every week.
Yeah.
About that doesn't surprise me.
That is our science that you're saying. We have it down to science. Yeah. That's the
and
science.
There's a couple of things that I wanted to bring up. One is about how cool it is in our county, or in this case, like a bi-county type of an area, that we have such a collaboration of the Ohio Arts Council.
Yes.
TriStar, which has been a blessing to so many kids.
What a gift. And
businesses, too.
Yes, what a gift.
Wright State Lake Campus.
Yes.
Which you're a proud graduate of,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. You bet. And you too.
Oh, yeah. it is cool to see those entities come together and support something and put something on like this.
Absolutely.
So many people benefit. It's incredible.
And it's all because of literacy in children. So, yeah. Which affects everybody's lives.
Sure.
Literacy.
So you were talking about a couple of pre-event things that you have going on Thursday night?
Correct, yes. Something that they added this year that they didn't do before, on Thursday evening at the Salina Library, the main one, and we have a lot of libraries involved in this event also, that we're, two of the adult authors are going to be doing an author chat, and I'm going to be moderating that chat. Evelyn Lindell, who writes romance, from Botkins, Ohio, and Wendy Day from Michigan, she writes suspense romance also. So they'll be there that evening, and they'll be talking, and I'll be moderating, ask them questions. They'll be telling about their writing process, all different things, what they've written and their experiences. And then they'll also be selling their books there that night also. So from 6:30 to about 7:30, we'll be talking, and they'll be doing their author talk. And then the last half hour, if you'd like to buy one of their books and get it autographed. And then if you go that night and they run out of books, you can go over to the festival and get them that day at the festival, because they'll be there selling books and autographing books, and they'll both be talking on panels that day also.
Yep.
So this is a new event.
Well, good. So, anytime you're talking about an event like this, and you're talking about a nonprofit organization, there's always donors.
Correct.
Usually businesses who make things possible. So are there any that you'd like to recognize that have you kind of helped make this happen?
Absolutely. We have three fabulous sponsors here from Fort Recovery. We have the Psi Iota Xi Sorority and Cooper's and Fort Recovery Insurance. That Chris and I have gone to lots of groups, organizations. We're so happy we have these three sponsors from Fort Recovery, and we have sponsors and donors from all different, from Salina, from St. Mary's, from WAPOC. So if you'd like to be a sponsor or a donor, if you go to our website, there's a place where you can donate. We will take any amount. And if you want me or Chris to come to one of your groups and speak and talk about the organization, I'll gladly do that. I've been to Kiwanis groups. I've been to Rotary clubs. I've been, the sorority let me come and speak to them. And they were so generous and so great. And Cooper's. And they've both told me that we're going to be part of their yearly donations. So I want to thank them so, so much that we know next year we're going to get a donation also. So, but if you want to, our website, just go to, on Facebook, Grand Lake Area Literature Festival, and our Facebook page will pop up, and you can follow us, and you can go to the donor section there. And like I said, I'll gladly come and speak to any organization.
And that is on your Facebook page?
That's
or
on my Facebook page.
But you also have Facebook. A link to your website on the Facebook page, too.
Correct.
It's usually right there on the left. Yeah.
Yep. So. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yep. From a author standpoint, okay, and it just amazes me the quality of authors that you have coming in for.
We do
for this. So, as an aspiring author yourself, if like somebody would come up to you and say, "How do you get started writing a book?" What would you tell them?
I would tell them to look for workshops and find a workshop. Michelle Houts, that's how I got started with her. She gave two little workshops and I gobbled them up. It was awesome. And to join a group called SCBWI, which is the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. It costs about $90 a year, and it's probably one of the best investments you'll ever make, because you can do online workshops for very minimal or free. Some of them are like $10, $15. And you can make so many connections. Now, I'm part of the Northern Ohio one, and they do conferences occasionally too. They've just had a change in their leadership staff, so they're not doing one this year. So, but it's so great because you make so many connections. You can go to different workshops at those too. And I would say start attending some writing workshops, find some classes, and join some organizations, and see if you can find a critique group like I have with Michelle Houts. We have seven people in it, and we all critique each other's work and writing and give suggestions, and it's just fabulous.
So in this day and age, and I don't know whether you can answer this question, with technology and with social media and the immediate gratification that comes from that. Has it changed what kids read? Or, you know, so are the chapter books not as popular, and kids like things in like small snippets? Or
that's a great question. What I see is chapter books are still very popular. Graphic novel books are very popular, and they're great. What I've noticed in picture books, it seems that the word count has gotten less. When I taught first grade, we would go like probably about 1,000 words, and now the publishing companies want it to be around 500 words.
But like the Run Jane Run type thing?
Yeah. Those are long gone.
Those are long gone. Yes. Jane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jane's a great grandma now. Yeah.
But I still see the passion for kids reading. They love books. They love the wide variety. The thing that I see now is there are a lot of humorous books and interactive books, which we didn't have a lot of when I was teaching back in first grade. And they're so fun. They get the kids involved. And they teach a lot of the concepts in lower picture books now, like science concepts and math concepts, and nonfiction is woven into fiction. It's great. There's just such a big variety now compared to years ago.
And you talked about picture books, and I noticed one of the sessions at the festival is on visual storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Is that basically picture books?
Well, it's writing, and it's just writing, and of course, visual storytelling is you tell your story so it comes alive in your mind. So you make a visual story.
Ah.
So you're self-illustrating.
Yes, pretty much so, yes.
Well, they say that everything is created twice, the first mm-hmm. time in your mind and the second time on
True.
Paper, kind of.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly.
That's deep, Brock.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm so impressed, you guys.
I'll tell you.
You guys ask great questions.
Now, I'll tell you what, we're going to take one last break, and we're going to come back and... we're going to wrap this up, and I also want you to share a little bit about the little library at the park.
Oh, that's another passion of mine, yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So we'll be back right after this.
Ford's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Ford's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Ford's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Ford's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, this is Trevor Winning, owner of Top Ranch LLC, former Hastings Automotive. I want to thank the community for the warm welcome back to town. I plan to keep the Hastings quality of service along with their previous employees. With the cold weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking the fluids, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all the lights for your worry-free winter travels. Give Top Ranch LLC a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4044.
Tired of your old clunker? Wishing for a brand new truck, a Polaris Ranger, or maybe even a luxury pontoon boat? Well, stop daydreaming and start winning at the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. That's right, folks. You could win one of 356 incredible prizes, including cold hard cash, top-of-the-line firearms, or even a surprise vehicle. Tickets are just $100 and include entry into both the Friday Night Tow-and-Go Raffle and the Saturday Super Raffle, plus a weekend wristband into the event. That means live music, delicious food, and more chances to win. Don't miss your chance to win big and give back to the community. Head to wowraffle.com to snag your tickets before they're gone. That's wowraffle.com. You could be the next big winner at the Win on the Wabash.
Every VFW will be hosting their annual cancer dance on Saturday, March 15th. DJ Rockin' Russ will be providing the entertainment. It's open to the public, and there'll be lots of things going on that night, including a 50-50, a silent auction, a live auction, and more. The funds raised will benefit the Cancer Association of Mercer County and the local VFW Cancer Victims and Survivors Fund. You don't want to miss this year's cancer dance at the VFW. It's always a great time. Saturday evening, March 15th, open to the public. Doors open at 5:30.
I've already pointed at you.
Oh, again, you did? Jack. Oh, we're back. Insight. We're talking to Lucy Stogler, the executive director of the Grand Lake Area Literature Festival. Lucy, what have we missed from a festival standpoint?
It's just there's something for everybody, for every age, and you can pop in. You don't have to stay long. You can visit. You can do the activities. You can come and then go to lunch somewhere.
Well, they have food there?
No. No food. So all the great eateries in Salina and other areas, you could pop out, have a lunch, and then decide you want to go back for some more.
So halfway between Salina and St. Mary's, you can run to St. Mary's, you can run to Salina. Mm-hmm. Or bring a sack lunch. It'll be a beautiful day, sure, and just have a little picnic outside.
Absolutely.
And this is from 9:30 to 3 o'clock.
Correct.
Saturday, March 29th.
Correct.
At TriStar.
Mm-hmm. And if you haven't been out to TriStar, you are going to love this facility. And like they mentioned before, Neil mentioned, 10 o'clock, Tim Buescher will be having a tour, so you can take a tour. That's the only one he's doing throughout the day. Yep. So, and it's just a beautiful facility.
But, you know, it's definitely become proud badge that we should wear in New Mercer County, because that is pretty
amazing classes going on there. The nursing program, just everything. It's just fabulous. So,
and I tell you what, I think it makes sense to give people the websites and Facebook page where they can go to find out more, to print off the schedule. So if you'd want to share those things.
Yep. Our Facebook is just pop Grand Lake Area Literature Festival, and it'll take you right to our page. And our website is Grand Lake Area Lit Fest. .com.
Or if you get to the Facebook page, the link will be right there. Just click on the blue thing and off you go.
Correct.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I know that my grandkids are wondering, you and Chuck and your family came up with the idea, I don't know if it's been five years, maybe even more than that now.
Yeah, it might be more. I don't remember.
Yeah, of establishing the little library at the park, or I don't know what you called it.
Yeah, it's the Little Free Library, and it's actually a nationwide or a worldwide organization now. It started with one gentleman.
You?
Nope.
Oh, it wasn't you.
Not me. Nope.
Chuck? You said gentleman.
Yeah. And his mom was a teacher, and she had all these books, and he built her a little free library out in her front yard and put the books out there so people could enjoy them. And then it just grew and became a national organization. So I had seen, and there's a little picture book about it. So I had seen the picture book. I had seen story, and I just thought it was so great. I thought, a little free library. It's my passion. Kids, books. Yeah. So I think we could start one here, because I had seen some in different towns. So I did some research, and I knew there were legalities to it, and so I called Randy Diller and asked if we could put one down at the Fort Park there by the pool, because I thought that would be a perfect place. And lots of kids there, down by the playground, down by the pool, down by the ball diamonds. And he was really cute. He was like, well, let me think about it for a day. And so he got back to me the next day, because I said, I know it has to be approved by the park board. And, you know,
after Mary told him what to do.
I think Mary helped out big time, because she was the sorority president at that time. And the sorority was very generous. The whole cost of everything for the kit, and then Dean Zaring was just so wonderful, because I wanted to look like our fort, because we're Fort Recovery, you know, and I wanted to look like our town, our special town. So I had called him and asked him if he could take the kit and jazz it up and make it look like a fort. And one of his workers took it, and his mission in life, and it was, I mean, it's the cutest little thing. Yeah. It just looks like a fort. Yeah. So with installing it, and the park board put all the cement around it, and then the sorority went in half, because it was $1,000 before it was all done. So then we talked about putting benches down there, and I said, our family will take care of that, because Chuck's mom was our local librarian for many years, and we dedicated, it's like an honor to her, and the love we had for her, and she loved books just as much as we, you know, I do, and our family. So, and the park board, they've been fabulous, and Randy came up with a place, because I was going to put it a little further back, and he said, I think we want it right here. Yeah. And it's the perfect spot, in front of the playground, the benches, one's by the, under the tree.
In a shaded area.
Yes. And by the pool, by all the ball diamonds, and we go through a lot of books. Yeah. We're so thankful people are donating books all the time.
So how does that work? People, like the regular library, they grab a book and go home and read it and then take it back, or what happens? They go home and keep it, and then somebody donates one that they've...
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, because a lot of places it's where you take a book, but you have to donate one. And I've told people, we have so many generous people, and the librarians are awesome, because after their book sales, and they give me any leftover ones, that whatever I want, and any discarded books, they call me every year and say, hey, we're going through books. Do you want the discard? Yeah. So we have from picture books, board books, all the way up to adults. Mm-hmm. And
it is not just for kids. It's for adults, even though it's by the playground. Yep. So
we try to put a mix in all the time. Chapter books, young adults, middle grade, a lot of picture books for little kids. But I've families, they can take a book. When I'm down there, I say, take, you know, whatever you want, because we have people, I stock it about twice a week. People we go through a lot of books, but I have people dropping books off.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's just, people are so generous.
So if somebody does have a book, they can just take it down there and put it in
there? They can just put it in there. Absolutely. And I have one gentleman that loves historical fiction. So when he takes his walk, because it's by Paul Stogler's walking path, so it's awesome as they take their walks and stuff. I know some of the older people in the morning when they're taking the walks, there are certain books they're looking for. And one gentleman's always looking for historical fiction or historical books. So we make sure we put some of those in whenever I can find them. So, and some of the ladies like romance, so we have a little bit of everything in there.
Fantastic. Well, Lucy, I'll tell you what, it's been a quick hour.
Fast.
We've learned a lot about the upcoming event and the organization, both of which are called the Grand Lake Area Literature Festival. And again, that's March 29th. Check out the website and the Facebook page, and we hope you get a fantastic crowd that day.
We can't wait to see everyone. Fantastic. See you at the festival. Hey, thanks for having me today. Thanks.
Well, we appreciate you coming in, and it's just, thanks, this is awesome.
Thank you.
And Rocker?
And Lucy, you're welcome to hang around and help us harass Rocker while he gives his part of the show.
If ever there was a case of beauty to the beast.
I'm going to listen to my former student here.
Hello, Rocker.
Hello.
So you told me earlier tonight.
I'm winging it.
That, like, you're winging it. Okay.
Try something different.
So, when you say you're winging it, does that mean that you're just going to talk for the next 5 or 10 minutes?
Well,
or are sure. You waiting for me to, like,
chirp? Yes, I hope.
Feed you pellets or something here?
Pellets.
This day in history, or what do you got?
No, it has nothing.
I'm winging it.
He doesn't know this day. He said there wasn't much in this day in pop culture history, so he's just going to wing it. So we're not sure what that means.
Okay,
so I'll have at it.
Topic.
Sure, that's what I'm here for.
Oh, okay.
Gene Hackman.
Oh, Lord. What? About the death or about the investigation?
He just said Gene Hackman. He didn't say about. Could be about his movies. It can be about his life. Hoosiers, it can be about his.
Hoosiers got to be my favorite.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, one of the first movies that I remember, and it wasn't the first, but it was early on in the process, was I remember taking my date, who's now my wife, to see The French Connection.
A horrible date movie, by the way, Jack.
That way I do. But there's a great car chase scene in that thing.
Yes.
So what was his name in that movie?
Popeye Doyle.
Very good.
Let's say no.
What was his real first name? It's something Popeye Doyle. And I don't know what. I never saw the movie. I saw him in the first one I ever saw him in was Bonnie and Clyde. He was Clyde Barrow's brother.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah. So was that before The French Connection?
Oh, yes, yes, was yes.
Yes. 58, that would have been 59?
Yeah, maybe 70-ish, and French Connection would be 3, 4, 5, somewhere in there. Yeah.
So, you know, and it's amazing on social media how judgmental people can be in a case like that.
It didn't help that the media kind of gave you two different answers. They came out with, they're all three dead, even the dog.
Yeah.
And then the next time you hear, it's just Gene's dead and the wife's still alive.
No, I never.
Well, I never heard the wife's still alive.
I've heard that one.
He must. Well, he probably heard that that Elvis is still alive too, and he ain't.
But you know, like
this is usual.
You read on social media about how critical they were of the kids, and I can't believe that you'd have a dad that was 96 and you wouldn't check on him. You know, but the mom's only 67, you know, it wasn't like he wasn't taken care of.
Well,
now, it ended up being that he wasn't, but...
Yeah, because she passed away.
Yeah.
That, you know, just the math part, it says that he's going to die first.
Yeah.
That's easy math.
As Bill would say, lack of breath.
He stopped breathing.
So, okay, so that Gene Hackman, I saw today.
How are you gonna get uptown when their street is tore up?
Yes.
You ain't gonna have a sign.
I walked there, genius. I don't have to worry about navigating a car.
Well, but sidewalk's gonna come out sometime.
No sidewalk.
No nothing.
You can go through the alleys.
You gotta be careful, big dog. It's gonna be.
We ain't scooping you up.
He can go down the alley and come up beside.
We gotta get him
beside Kelly's shoes.
He knows how to get up there. We don't want. We can't lose Rocker.
Well, just get your spray paint out and draw an arrow.
We gotta get you uptown.
Yep. Anyway, it's gonna be an extra half a block.
But. Back to the show. No, I heard that she. Now, the latest one was she got bit by a spider or mouse or something.
Where in the hell do get your information?
She didn't get bit. She inhaled the mouse droppings and stuff. Geez. That's that causes a disease. It's rare, but she did have it.
That is gotta
and
be.
So she passed away, and with him being
Alzheimer's,
he had no idea that that had happened, and he didn't know where he was and that kind of stuff.
The whole thing is sad. And
yes, it is.
And now.
But I'm really glad there wasn't foul play.
Yeah.
That would have been really heartbreaking.
They're talking about who is going to get his $80 million estate, you know?
Yeah.
And it looked like they're...
Aren't you glad you stuck around for this dog and pony show?
Yep. I'm okay with however that turns out, be real honest.
Beside Hoosiers, Mississippi Burning was a good one, too.
Yes, it was.
I mean, his acting was... You know, right up there.
Yep.
And I can't say there was a bad Gene Hackman movie.
Probably was, but we don't know what it is.
Probably something that never really, you know, made a whole lot of money, but as far as the acting part of it, he never went downhill.
Okay. Here's my next question to you, and this is open to the floor. It said, who was the most overrated actor in the 80s or 90s?
80s, I was...
Overrated, like much more famous than what they should have been for their talent.
Well, some would say Tom Cruise.
What? Yeah. Some would. That'd be three people.
Some would.
In the entire world.
Well, you know, there's a lot of Tom Cruise haters out there. I'm not one of them.
It sounds like you are. I never heard anybody badmouth him.
Well.
Not his acting. He's a weird person.
Yeah, he's a...
Sometimes he doesn't have all his dominoes and...
Yeah, and that's okay.
He's into that Scientology stuff.
Yep. But there's a lot of actors and famous people that don't have their ducks in a row.
I look at it this way. None of us want to be mocked for our religion. So, yeah. You know, and some would say, let's not go down
okay,
that road.
Okay, so the most overrated actor in the... Bob V, do you have anybody?
The boy's still alive back there.
You got somebody in mind, yeah? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, he never had to act. All he had to do is throw stuff around and blow stuff up.
Well, you could say the same thing about
Kindergarten Cop. Wasn't he a Kindergarten Cop?
Yes.
One of my favorites.
See?
Twins.
It's not a tumor.
Jesus.
Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, not a whole lot of acting involved there.
Conan the Barbarian. That was awesome.
Now, that's a good one, Neil.
Yeah.
Al Pacino is top notch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did okay.
Overrated. You know, 90s.
70s, 80s, 90s, or even forever.
I wouldn't say he's overrated, but he overacted. Was Nicolas Cage. He definitely overacted.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Well, he put a little too much into this gimmick. Put a little too much... put a little too much cheese in the taco, if you know what I mean.
No, we don't. But we'll leave it at that. Too much cheese in the taco. I like cheese in the taco.
One thing that we find out when you wing it is you're closer to a unicorn than I ever thought you were.
Well, I really like unicorns, so thank you.
Yeah, that's a really good thing.
Obviously, the word of the night is unicorn.
Yes, it is.
It is now.
So if you're doing a drinking game, you're on the floor.
Yeah. How about naming a citizen of the day?
Well,
I'd say Lucy Stogler.
I was going to go you, Skippy, since you've been begging for it for the last 8 months.
Nah, let's go with Lucy.
You guys are being sweet.
I hope it's not me.
I hope it's not
you muffed that up.
Yep, I did.
Jack, I want to get your opinion on the best winery in Mercer County.
Do we have We have more than one?
Well, I think there's only, well, there's two.
Is there two?
That I can think of. One is.
Okay, best winery you've ever been to.
Okay, that's a little.
That's a little better.
Yeah.
He's been to California doing wineries. Mm-hmm. Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking that.
Best winery I've ever been.
Because the wine was the best, or yeah, because of the, or the, or the, the experience was the best. That could be two different things.
You know, I'll tell you what, one that comes to mind is the Carousel Winery in Southern Indiana. Okay. And it's a mom and pop type place in a garage. And the guy who started it and runs it is an old Navy vet. And lied to get into the Navy when he was 16 and a half years old. And 2 weeks after he enlisted, he found himself at Pearl Harbor.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my.
On December 7th of 1941.
Oh, wow. Oh, is he still alive now, or yes. Has he passed?
Well, it was probably
yeah,
5 or 10 years ago.
Yeah, when, so like, he might have passed.
But
yeah,
he had such stories. And I have no idea whether they were true or not.
Doesn't matter.
It was neat to be there.
They were like the historical fiction authors.
Correct.
Based on facts. Mm-hmm. And sometimes made up details. Which is, you know, as long as they're factual in the thing, right, Lucy? It doesn't. Yep. Those specific words don't have to be said by somebody, but the atmosphere around what they were done is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Jack, do you ever get disappointed because nobody can say hi to you on a plane?
That's never happened to me.
Never?
Never. People have said, hey, Jack.
Okay, I've never there you go.
How are you, Jack? And things like that. You? But not hi.
Bob and Fee, you got any guests tonight?
Nope.
Rocker. So, and Lucy. Lucy will be here for sports talk.
So stay
when
tuned.
It's sports, I'm sorry, boys. I got to go. This has been so fun. You know me. It's books. I'm booking it out here.
Stay tuned, for Lucy is going to talk about her NCAA picks for the basketball tournament.
Yeah, probably will.
I would pick things like, ooh, I like the color of that uniform.
Well,
ooh, he has curly hair.
Was that last year or the year before that would have won?
That would have
everything.
Won pretty good.
No, so. I'm over and out. This has been wonderful. Thank you guys so much.
Rucker.
What?
Do you have anything else?
I got nothing.
All right. I'll tell you what. Stay tuned, everybody. Sports Talk coming up with Bub and Fee. They got big stuff. Listen in. We'll see you next week.